Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to your first real life store stage, all the way to, oh my God, I just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. Happy Monday. Happy Manifest Monday. First Monday of May. Even though I feel like May started so long ago, it's the first Monday. So let's celebrate that. It's also Met Gala Day. Happy Met Gala Day to those that watch. I also never understand the Met Gala. Every single year when people talk about the looks, everything that people say they love, I hate. Everything that people say they hate, I love. So I must just be looking at it wrong, right? Like, how am I always wrong? I don't know. Nonetheless, happy Manifest Monday, guys. If you guys clicked on this episode, then we're very similar in our line of thinking, and I'm really excited that you guys are here and that we can chit-chat about this episode. Why do we postpone ourselves? Why do we not invest in the work of life, but we invest in the work of the rat race, quote-unquote? And how do we begin to make ourselves a priority? Because if we don't, when is that ever going to change? So we're going to get into all of that in today's episode, and I'm really excited to dive into that and chat about that more. But I actually have a few really exciting announcements before we get into it. So the most exciting announcement, I actually have two really big podcast-related announcements. The first is a really big announcement, and it's that I am starting a second and new podcast. So this show is not going anywhere, but I'm starting a new podcast show with, drumroll please, what's my drumroll? My mom. Yes, I am. So when I posted my book episode with my mom that I'll link down below, I can't even tell you guys the amount of DMs and overwhelming messages I got saying, you and your mom really should have your own show together. You guys have such great banter. And it's something that her and I have been talking about for a really long time. And when we filmed, recorded, posted that episode, and other people kind of, you know, everyone thinks that they should have their own podcast. But then sometimes you sit down with one another and you're like, oh, this actually isn't going to work. Or you know, you think about it, like when you're texting with a friend, you're like, we are so funny, we should have our own podcast. But like, it doesn't actually come to fruition. So when we sat down to film for Manifest, and we felt like the banter we've always had was getting appreciated and people really liked it, we were like, maybe we really should pursue this. So I'm so excited to announce that there is a new podcast with me and my mom. And it's a brand new show. It's called Let Me Call My Mom. And it comes out on Fridays. And the first episode is, already out and it came out last Friday. So you guys can go listen to it now and be sure to subscribe, rate the show 5 stars and share it with a friend, share it on your story. I'm so excited. So pretty much the gist of this podcast, is about, it's first of all, my mom and I, and my sister is going to be a big character on the show as well. I kind of get into it in that episode, so I'll let you guys listen to it. But my mom and I pretty much just talk about adulting and how to adult and the generational differences that we're feeling, but also just like a fun family show where we get to banter, but we have certain topics and she kind of just teaches us like how to grow up. And if we ever just need to call our freaking moms, like, you can listen to this episode and just get your mother-daughter banter and fun and love and advice. And I'm really excited for the show. So that comes out every Friday. Right now it's on Spotify. It will eventually be wherever you guys listen to your podcasts very soon, if not already. And it will be up on YouTube. I just haven't had that set up yet, but that will be out very soon. And I will leave all the links down below for that new show. I'm so excited. So you guys get 2 podcasts a week from me. You get Manifest Mondays with Manifest with Tori Simone and Let Me Call My Mom on Fridays. So you get to start and end your week with me. And then on Fridays, it's also with my mom. And the first episode is a really juicy one because it has a really big life update in it that you guys are going to want to listen to. Essentially, I'm moving, and that episode has all of the tea, all of the where I'm moving to, why I'm moving, everything. So I'm really excited about that, and you guys are going to have to go listen to that episode if you want to hear all about it. So I'm so excited. A brand new podcast is coming out. And the second thing that's also about podcasting is that on Manifest, I'm starting a new series that I'm so excited about, and I'm calling the series the Intrusive Thoughts series. And this is a series where I interview our favorite influencers and small business owners, and I just ask the questions that I personally want to know about them, and obviously you guys as well. But it's the questions that, like, if they had a podcast, here's the issue that I see with guest podcasts, and I've been so vocal about this, is that someone really interesting will start a podcast and they just have guests on. And it's like, I don't want to hear about the guests. I want to hear about you. Like, I want to hear about the podcast host. And this series, Intrusive Thoughts, is like my way of interviewing the podcast hosts or the influencers of the questions that they don't tell us, but we all want to know. And it's not the things like, can I have the drama in your life? No, it's things like, what time do you go to bed? What time do you wake up? What does your morning routine look like? How did you begin influencing? Why did you quit your job? Why, like, did you go to college? What do you eat during the day? Like, how do you actually fill your time? Oh, you started a business? How did you do that? Like, it's these actual questions that we want to know because we're nosy. Like, let's call it what it is. Like, we as people really like to follow influencers and social media and people online, I should say, because it's almost like we're just a fly on the wall. But I find that I'm still not getting the answers that I want to know so badly. Like, I want to know what time you go to sleep. Like, I do. Like, I'm so nosy. Like, okay, you show me your 5 a.m. morning routine, but what time do you go to sleep? And then what does your nighttime routine look like? Like, can you literally spell it out for me? And for some reason, it's not always talked about. So I'm starting a new series on Manifest that I'm so excited about. It's literally the content that I want to see that I can't find. So I'm really excited to bring it to the show. So it's called Intrusive Thoughts, and I have some really good guests lined up, and I'm so excited. I started with a lot of my favorite people, like my favorite influencers that I personally love, that, like, if they go live on TikTok, I'm like, I'm in there, and I'm like watching them because I'm just like, you're so fascinating to me. or sorry, I just hit my mic. Or I have this one guest coming on and she is a small business owner. And for me, it's really fun to watch it because we're in very parallel universes. And it's really, really fun for me to watch her content right now because I kind of feel like I'm reliving when Stride was first opening. And it's so nostalgic and it's so cool. And I just want to talk to her about things like, how did this come to fruition? Like, how did it happen? How did you know it was time to open your business and things like that? And what I find the problem is, like, if these guests that I'm bringing on have their own podcast, typically the format of a podcast is to have a co-host and to banter with them or to have a guest on and to talk about the guest. But I want to know about the host. So I'm bringing these guests on as if they're the host. And I'm just like, okay, like, let's get in there and let's, like, tell me these things. And I'm really excited for that series. So that is not like in addition to Manifest Mondays or anything like that. Some weeks that will be a Manifest Monday episode. Some weeks it'll be a bonus episode. But just know that the solo episodes of Manifest are not going anywhere because, like I've said a million times, I love solo episodes personally, and I could never part ways with them on my show. But I also want to, like, know these things. And if I have the platform to do it, I'm going to do it. So I'm really, really excited. So there will be solo episodes mixed in, will be this new series of Manifest with Tori DeSimone in this series that I'm calling Intrusive Thoughts. And I'm just so excited. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to your first real life store stage, all the way to, oh my God, I just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify also helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. When I first started selling the Manifest Planner, I didn't know where to begin, but I knew that I wanted a website that looked super professional. And after very little research, because it was very apparent which website I should use, Shopify was the clear answer. And thank goodness I did go with Shopify because I love them so much. They made my very first ever e-commerce business so easy and look super professional. And I think you guys will be amazed to know that Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And they are actually the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/manifest. Bondcharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bondcharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is truly endless. So from blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Bondcharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. By far, my favorite product from Bondcharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I love saunaing, but the problem with the sauna is, one, it's at the gym. Two, I normally like to sauna at night and I don't like to go to the gym at night. And three, I don't want to drive all the way to the gym just to sauna to walk out. I don't know why. I feel like the front desk people are like, this girl was here for 20 minutes and then she left. Yeah, I was, and I'm self-conscious about it, okay? Sue me. Here's where Bondcharge came in and solved this issue. the solution that I was thinking was, okay, maybe I can buy my own sauna, but they are so expensive and they're also really big. You can't really bring them anywhere. I'm at the beach half the time. Like, it just wouldn't really make sense. So instead I got the Boncharge infrared sauna blanket. Oh my God. It solved every single problem that I had. And it is the best thing I've ever done. So essentially what you do is you plug it in, you wait for it to heat up, which does not take long at all. Then you get in it. Your head stays out of the blanket and you can stay in this thing for literally ever and you get all of the same effects of a sauna. So you sweat, you get to like sweat out all of the gunk that's in your body from the day. I find myself really get way less stressed when I'm in the sauna blanket. I like to watch TV in the sauna blanket. Like I get all cozy. I put on the Toast or Vanderpump Rules or something like that. And it's just really, really nice. It helps me sleep better at night. It's just seriously the best thing ever. It's also really easy to clean. So every time I get in it, I know I have a fresh, clean sauna waiting for me. It's just the best thing ever. What's really cool is that Boncharge ships worldwide and in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They have really easy returns and exchanges. They even have a 30-day trial and they have a 12-month warranty. Go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off your first order. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. So I asked you guys on my Instagram at @ToriSterling_ who your favorite influencers are. And I got a lot of great responses and a lot of which I'm friends with. So that makes it really easy to invite them on, which makes me really happy. But also I want to ask you guys too, as the listeners, who do you want on this series that I'm having on? They don't have to be influencers, by the way. Like if you have some small businesses that you love and you just want to know more about like the owners of these small businesses, like for me, that's really interesting. Like I remember when I first started spinning when I was in high school, the owner of the spin studio that I went to was so fascinating to me. Like I just wanted to know about her and her life. Like where did you get your eyelashes done? Like, how did this happen for you? Like, what did you do to make this real? And like, it's just these like girly nosy questions that I just want to know the answer to. It's like, if you were to pick someone's brain for 30 minutes to an hour, like what would you ask them? That's exactly what this series is. And I'm really excited. It's not like your typical interview where people are going to be coming on to promote something or they're not going to be experts telling you like how to eat or what workouts to do or how to like gain muscle and lose weight or what time is optimal to go to bed. Like it's not experts coming on to talk about that. It's literally just about these people and like the intrusive thoughts and the nosy questions and like, I want to be a fly on the wall in your life. Like, tell me everything. That's what this series is. And I'm really, really excited about it. So that is starting up really soon. In this month, we will get our first episode of Intrusive Thoughts. And I'm so excited. And also next week, I have a really fun episode planned out. So I'm just really excited for podcasting. I kind of talked a little bit last week or 2 weeks ago about how I really wanted podcasting to be something that is more of my full-time job. And I mean that like outside of Stride. Like Stride is obviously like my baby and my brick and mortar businesses and like that's not going anywhere. But during the day, because Stride happens like in the morning and at night. So during the day, what do I really want to do with those hours? And that is podcasting. Like I really just want to up the podcasting game for me and just be more so like a podcaster. I love this platform. I love the medium and I just love everything about it. So I really want to just dive in and I'm really excited about these two things. So a brand new show on Fridays and a brand new series is coming to manifest with Tori DeSimone called Intrusive Thoughts. And I'm so excited. So I need you guys to tell me who are your favorite influencers? Who do you guys want to see on this series? I will make a post on my Instagram @ToriSterling_ and I'm going to have you guys comment who you want to see on that series. So let me know. And I'm so excited for both of them. So yeah, that was it. New show on Fridays, big life update explaining everything in that first episode of Let Me Call My Mom. And a new series on Manifest is coming this month. So it's a big month. I'm really, really excited. And also Stride, Seattle, and Avalon have their grand opening this month. I'm moving. Like I just can't sit still. it's just like a really big month and I'm really excited. So yay. Okay. But let's talk about today's topic, which is how to make yourself a priority in your life. This episode was inspired by a video that I saw on YouTube, and I'll link it down below. And it's just this guy. Let me actually pull it up. And he had the same title, Why Do You Postpone Yourself? And it's from the account Accepting the Universe. And it's just this guy sitting and talking and speaking very elegantly and beautifully and much better than I will in this. He's so well spoken. He's very smart. He gives me like went to Harvard vibes. I dropped out of college vibes. So that's like the level that I'm playing with here. He seems much smarter than me. And he is very well spoken, but essentially this title drew me in immediately, which is why I also named it, why I named this episode the same thing, because if it drew me in, I know it's going to draw you guys in. So I wanted to name it the same thing so that you guys could kind of get the same like wow factor that I got when I first saw it. But he talked about some things that I'm going to loosely talk about, but I really took my own spin on this because it resonated with me and I wanted to talk about how it resonated with me. But making ourselves a priority, and why is that so hard to do? I think with me, and if you guys listen to my 75 Hard episode, which actually is like, I didn't know how many of you guys were so interested in 75 Hard. I can make like definitely more content about it and stuff like that. Like I could do like Instagram reels, like doing days of my life and YouTube videos, days of my life, things like that of doing 75 Hard. But you guys really were interested in that content. But a big reason that I'm in the middle of 75 Hard is because I find that I don't prioritize myself, especially this time of year when it gets really busy with the studios. I just need to reset back into a routine and a regimen that makes me show up better in every aspect of my life. And part of that is prioritizing self-love and self-care through the form of working out, drinking water, taking time to journal, read, meditate, things like that. But I also find that on the other side of that coin is the feeling of my days just feel like they are flying by. And this happens to me almost every day when I wake up. I account for what's going on in the day and I feel like my day is already gone and already done and already over before it even begins, as if that day is guaranteed to me, like as if it's mine and as if I'm entitled to that time of the day. And it's morbid to think that, you know, every day that you wake up, you're not guaranteed to go back to sleep that night. That's a horrible thought, but that's how I think of life. It's like I wake up and I account for all the minutes, the days, the hours, and then the day's already over and I haven't even gotten out of bed yet, you know, because I'm already into tomorrow, or I can't wait to be done this certain thing, or I have this meeting that I am stressed out about, or I have to do this project, or whatever it might be. And my day's already out the window and I haven't even put my feet on the ground yet. So also recently with the weather getting warmer and the days getting longer, I just feel like I've been doing a little bit more in my days, which has been awesome. So I'll look back at the end of the day and I'll think back to the morning and I'll be like, wow, like I really did a lot today, or today was a really long day. And I feel like I used to not think that way, especially in the wintertime. Like last night I was driving around and there was just so much activity. Like everyone was outside doing things. It was so awesome. And I was saying to my boyfriend, I was like, I feel like in the wintertime, we don't see anyone out. And then as soon as it becomes nice out, we see all these people out again. And it's just so amazing to see people out of their house. And it's just, I love seeing it. Like I just love seeing people live their life. But I often find myself watching my life rather than being an active participant in my life. And when I postpone myself, I tend to make myself not a priority. And my life looks a lot like this every day, where I wake up, I get ready to some extent, I go to either the studio or I jump into a meeting or I jump into work or I just kind of begin like whatever I'm doing that day. And then I'll have breakfast, and then I'll work a little bit more. I'll have lunch, I'll chill out a little bit, and then I'll work a little bit more. And then I'll decide, like, okay, I guess I'm done work. So then I'll have dinner, and then I chill and watch a show or scroll on my phone, which I'm really trying not to do during 75 Hard. Scroll on my phone, just like kind of do nothing, just like kind of waste time until it's time for me to take a shower. And then I get into bed and I go to sleep. And then somewhere in that day, I'll put a workout in, whether it's in the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, at night, a workout will go in. And it's nice. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like my life is in cruise control for sure. But do I feel fulfilled? Like, do I feel like I'm really living it up? Not necessarily. And I especially find myself being hyper-focused on relaxing anytime that I get a free minute. But it's kind of like, what exactly am I relaxing from? Like, it's like when Danielle in Summer House was like, as a founder and CEO, and Paige is like, of what? That's me. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I need to relax. It's like, relax from what? Like, I'm just working during the day, doing my job that pays the bills, so I have money to sit on the couch and do nothing. Like, what am I relaxing from? Like, honestly, the work I do isn't hard. Like, it's not strenuous to the body. Sure, it's sometimes taxing on the mind when I have to be creative or just do like mundane things. Sure, we could all argue that our jobs can be taxing on the mind, but it's not like I'm doing anything strenuous. Like, my boyfriend works in the blue collar fields. He comes home from work exhausted because he's like actually working hard every day. The week that I was setting up the studios, oh my God, like, I'm not made for a blue collar lifestyle. Like, I'm made to sit like at a desk and work from home. Like, that's just how I am. Like I mentioned in this episode, with the days getting a little bit longer, the sun being out longer, thank goodness, I find myself being outside a lot more. And that also means that I am more dehydrated than I was in the wintertime. But I'm someone that I just find the taste of like plain water to be so boring, and I just don't drink it enough. So I always like to spice up my water. And lately I've been reaching for Liquid IV, and I am so glad that I use the number one powered hydration brand in America. I am obsessed with Liquid IV. So it's really easy and convenient to mix in. It's essentially a stick of Liquid IV, and then you pour in like 16 ounces or so of water, and it hydrates you way better than water alone. It replenishes electrolytes, especially now that when I go for my morning walks and I've been running a little bit too, I sweat a lot more, and this replenishes all the salt that I lost, which is really, really great, and it still tastes super amazing. And I love how convenient they are to bring in my bag. I bring them everywhere with me just because I really like the taste of something other than water. My two favorite flavors right now, I'm really obsessed with the white peach, but also lemon lime. I don't know what it is, but like, I recently fell into this renaissance and resurgence of love for anything lemon lime flavored. So having a lemon lime sugar-free Liquid IV has been so amazing. So yeah, it's really, really easy, guys. You just take one stick and 16 ounces of water. It hydrates you better than water alone. They have a science-backed formula that's optimized ratios of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. So it turns ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It has 3 times the electrolytes of any of the leading sports drinks. It also has 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. Like, this stuff is just the best. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MANIFEST at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MANIFEST at liquidiv.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. What I love about Indeed is that whenever I'm looking for something in particular, like recently I was looking for a podcast editor, I put it out on Indeed of exactly what I was looking for, and I got incredible matches instantaneously, and it actually made it really hard for me to pick who to interview, who to move forward in the next round, because everyone was so qualified. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences so that the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I just would look forward to always relaxing, but it's like, for what? It's not like my life is really taxing. And I even remember a few months ago, I was watching my four-year-old niece, and I just remember saying to myself, like, I can't wait until I'm done babysitting her so I can just like lay down. And it's like, oh my God, Tori, you had to watch her for 1 hour. 1 hour. Okay. And you're so tired. Like, you're 25. Like, this is the time that I should have the most energy. And I just didn't. And I see people have hobbies like outside of their house, like riding bikes or kayaking or taking pottery classes or going to book clubs. And I always think like that would be really nice. But I just feel like I don't have the time or even more so the energy to do all that stuff. And I just feel like reflecting back on this, life just sort of passes me by. And I prioritize making money, or I prioritize working, or I prioritize working out, which I love working out and I love being healthy and things like that, but I don't prioritize the work of life. And that was something that he said in the video, the work of life. And oh my God, when I tell you I wrote that in bold, and I'm sure it's going to be like a tattoo that I'm going to get, it really resonated with me and struck me. The work of life. Life is only as beautiful and as fulfilling as you let it be. And I'm really fortunate to have a beautiful, beautiful life. I'm really blessed. I'm really lucky. I'm really fortunate. I work hard, but I'm so lucky is really just the best way to put it. And not a day goes by where I don't know how lucky I am. But the work of life, to be happy and fulfilled in life, it doesn't just show up. Like, you could see people that have so much money and they're so wealthy. They have giant houses, huge companies. They have a million cars, but they might not be fulfilled, right? And then you could see someone that has not a dime to their name and they could be the happiest person alive. It's the work of life that I'm not capitalizing in, and I'm not taking the bull by its horns and being like, I'm really going to put the time in to create a life outside of money, work, and find a life that I find fulfilling and that I don't wait for the minutes to pass by. And we're going to do all this while we still have jobs and parenting obligations and schoolwork, because we are humans at the end of the day and we do need money. And we do have a majority of time that we need to spend our days, or majority of our days where we need to spend our time. You get what I'm trying to say. But I also want to stop procrastinating my life. And that's what this episode is about. So I feel like life sometimes just sort of passes me by. And then before you know it, I always think back to when I opened Stride 6 years ago. That was like my dream business to open. And my life now, yeah, it looks a little bit different than it did 6 years ago, but not vastly different, really at all. And I wanted it to look vastly different when I opened. I remember when I opened Stride at 20 and I was like, oh my God, at 25, it'll be 5 years. Like, that's so crazy. And now I'm 26 and things don't look that different, and that's fine. But I wanted things to look a little bit different. So I sort of just think to myself, like, you know, one day it'll pay off and I'll have the opportunity to do things that, you know, make me happier, make me more money, or have more free time for me. Like, I remember when I got my old car, I leased a Range Rover for 3 years. And I remember when I got it, I think I was 22. I said to myself, when this lease is done, I'm going to have so much money that I can just buy this car or buy a different car or da 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 da. And, you know, those 3 years came and went. And I don't mean to make this all about money. 3 years came and went, but I did buy a car, and I love my car that I have now. I have a Hyundai Santa Fe, and I love my car. Love, love, love it. But I thought then that, like, I would be somewhere else by the time I was 25 and done with that lease. Same with, like, with Stride, like, kind of what I was saying. Like, I just thought my life would look a little bit different than it does. And it's not that I'm unhappy. I truly am happy and blessed and lucky. But I just have this mindset of, oh, you know, that'll change in the future just because it's the future. But nothing changes if nothing changes. And my life isn't just suddenly going to open up for no apparent reason to this vast landscape of opportunity and growth and financial success and time and an abundance of time and a fulfillment that I've been, quote unquote, waiting for. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make that happen. You have to be the hero of your own story. We've talked about this before. And sometimes it just feels like I'm sitting back and watching life and letting it unfold in front of me rather than being the driving force behind my life. And that's not something that I want to feel anymore. Like, I don't want to live like that anymore, which is why the title, Why Do You Postpone Yourself, brought up so much emotion. It was like a gut-wrenching feeling to me where I'm like, oh my God, like, yeah, that hit. So that's the premise of this episode. So we're kind of going to talk about how to prioritize yourself and how to make time for the things that we always say, like, oh, well, in 3 years, it'll be different because it's just the future and things change in 3 years. But nothing changes if nothing changes. So that's really what this episode is. But before we can even get into that, we need to really take a step back and determine what it is that we want to prioritize. What do we want to change? What goals do we want to hit? Is it our health? Do we want to be healthier? Do we want to have hobbies? Like, I saw this guy surfing with his dog and I was like, I'm obsessed with that. I wish I could surf. Like, how does this guy have the time to surf? And I was like, he makes the time to surf. It's the Taylor Swift effect. Like, you make the time to surf. So do you want hobbies? Do you want more friends? Do you want to be in a relationship? One of my best friends right now, she keeps saying, she's like, I'm trying to find my husband. So she's prioritizing a lot of time going into dates and stuff. And that's really fun for her. Do you want more money? Do you want extra sleep? Like, what is it that you're seeking and looking for that you currently are not providing for yourself? And I encourage you to be really, really specific in this and really, you know, get niche with yourself. Like, what hobbies do you want? What kinds of friends do you want? What do you want your life to look like? How much money do you want to be making a month? What kind of side hustle do you want to open? How do you want to feel during your working hours? Do you want to feel fulfilled in what ways? All these sorts of things come into play. So in order to prioritize ourselves, there's a few steps that I recommend taking that I've personally done in the past and plan to do. And it's three steps. And I think in conclusion of this, we will feel like we aren't postponing ourselves. So the first thing is to write down what it is that we do every day. And do this, you know, grab a blank piece of paper or look in your Google calendar or just really almost like audit your time, right? And just see where your time goes. I imagine for the majority of us, the answer to this is going to be work, school, and parenting. And that's okay. Like, this is not a video for me. I'm not here to tell you to quit your job or to drop out of school or to like give your kids away. Like, that's not what this video is. Like, this is a realistic video. And realistically, we are all in school, or we all are working, or we all are parenting. Maybe a combination of those three. Like, that's where the majority of our days are going to go, from like the hours of 9 to 5, whatever, or whenever it is that you work. And that's okay. Like, you can live a fulfilled and prioritized life, even if you're working at school or you have parental obligations. It's actually quite hard to have a life where any of those three things are not involved. The only people that I know that don't have that kind of stuff are the people that are like, I literally don't know. I would say like a stereotypical influencer, because sometimes we can all look at influencers and be like, these people don't work, but it is work. Like, it is, it's just a different kind of work. So I don't even know who could live a life where you don't have to do any of those things. I guess if you're retired, but that means you lived your whole life working. Or I don't know if you're like super rich and you're like an heiress or something. I don't know, but that means someone else worked really hard. So like, there's not a world in which we currently live in where you can't spend the majority of your day doing something that we inevitably have to do for like a financial means or whatever it is. We are human after all. But anyway, tally up like everything it is that you do and what all your activities look like. And I'm talking working, sleeping, studying, eating, exercising, any sort of obligations like traveling to work or taking your kids to practice and things like that. And really just count like how many hours it is that you are doing these things that you're currently doing. And then the following week, you can actually track what it is that you do. So like on Mondays, what time do you wake up and what do you actually do? And you count up all those hours, obviously up to 24 hours. And it's just a really cool way to actually see how you spend your time. So once you do your audit of say, then you can go into looking back at your priorities and your goals and kind of assessing like, okay, this is working towards my goals or this is working against my goals. For me personally, I know that if I am scrolling, that's working against my goals. But if I'm reading, that's working towards my goals of I want to, you know, maybe become a more active reader. Or you guys kind of get what I'm saying here. Like, you can just visually see if your day-to-day activities are aligning with your goals or if they're not. If you're listening to this, they're probably not, and that's okay. Like, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here to tell you, like, that is okay, and you're here to fix it, or you're here to change it. Then this is where the change comes in. So after you see it mapped out, just choose one or two things, start easy, that you can add to your life or to replace, like, a negative thing that you're doing in your life to bring you more fulfillment in one of your goals or opportunities. So for example, if I wanted to get back on YouTube and post more YouTube videos, then I would make the time to edit a YouTube video. Maybe on Thursday afternoons, I would make that time to edit a YouTube video rather than do like errands. Or if I wanted to, let's say open up a Patreon and do yoga classes online for you guys, maybe I would make Sundays a day to record those episodes, things like that. So just choose one or two things that you can add to your life and what negative habit you can replace with that or negative time block you can replace and how you can add in to work towards a goal or something that you're prioritizing in your life. And then the third thing is to structure your day with you at the center of your day. And it's to really cater to yourself. I know personally that I'm the most productive in the mornings. So I really like to be creative and productive pretty early on in the day and in the beginning of the week. I'm significantly more creative on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays than I am on Thursday, Friday, And even Monday nights, I get like a really big surge of motivation, inspiration. Sunday nights, I get a really big surge of creativity, things like that. So knowing those things about me, I tend to cater creative activities to those days. Like recording this podcast is on Wednesdays. Scripting out the podcast, creating new spreads for the manifest planner, which is coming really soon. All things kind of like that. I will schedule based on what I know I do best and just, you know, learning that about myself, and so be it. And then I tend to leave mundane things for the end of the week and the fun creative things in the beginning of the week. And same goes for like workouts and extracurricular activities. I actually like to do a lot more of like social things at the end of the week. So I typically leave Monday and Tuesday nights to be a bit more flexible. See my boyfriend, kind of just chill out if that's something that I want to do, whatever that might look like. And then activities more so on Wednesday through Saturday. And then I make sure that whatever I'm saying yes to actually serves a purpose for me and isn't just people pleasing. That was a realization, and I talked about this a few months ago, but I really hit a wall where I had a weekend where I was just people pleasing. Yes, 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 yes to everyone. And I was so freaking miserable, you guys. Like I was so miserable. And now whenever I say yes, I'm really intuitive and I really make sure like this is what I want to be saying yes to. So they serve a purpose. I also really love to use Sundays as a me day, meaning I plan my week, I structure my workouts, I map out my meals, and I show myself self-love. Maybe it could be in the form of a bath or a long shower or reading a book or taking myself out on like a date, whether it's at home or out of the house or something like that. But it's really easy to postpone ourselves and just watch our life go by, because it's what we're used to and it's what we're accustomed to. And we just think it's automatically going to fix itself because in the future things will be different, because that's how it has to be, right? Wrong. It doesn't have to look different in the future just because it's not this present moment in time. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And the work of life is so much more important for us as human beings to find fulfillment within ourselves than the work of going to work. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just feel like it's the work of life. And when he said that in the video, I was like, yes, like that, it just resonated with me so much. So the work of life, why do you postpone yourself? Guys, thank you so much for listening. That's all that I have for you today. This was a quick episode, but one that I hope is impactful. So I hope you guys have a fantastic Monday and a fantastic week. Happy May. Have a wonderful month. And I'll talk to you guys all next week. Happy Manifest Monday. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Like I mentioned in this episode, with the days getting a little bit longer, the sun being out longer, thank goodness, I find myself being outside a lot more. And that also means that I am more dehydrated than I was in the wintertime. But I'm someone that I just find the taste of like plain water to be so boring, and I just don't drink it enough. So I always like to spice up my water. And lately I've been reaching for Liquid IV, and I am so glad that I use the number one powered hydration brand in America. I am obsessed with Liquid IV. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code manifest at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code manifest at liquidiv.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.